From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Thank you for joining us for another broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. In this series of the Book of Romans, Dr. Cairns continues to deal with the theme of the principles of divine judgment. The text is found in chapter 2, verses 6 through 10, which speak of God rendering to every man according to his deeds or works. A difficulty in dealing with this text arises from the question of the relationship between justification by faith and believers being rewarded according to their works. There have been a number of erroneous approaches to this passage, most of which end up teaching justification by works, which is far from what Paul intended. Rather than being the basis of our salvation, our good works are the evidence that we are really saved. The passage speaks of what Christians are seeking: glory, honor, and immortality. Paul assures them that they will get what they are seeking. In just a few minutes, Dr. Cairns will continue this message called Judgment According to Works and Justification by Faith. Before he comes, please enjoy this brief devotional thought taken from Faith's Checkbook by Charles Haddon Spurgeon. Today's meditation is entitled Comfort on the Way Home. The text is Genesis chapter 50, verse 24, "And Joseph said unto his brethren, I die, and God will surely visit you, and bring you out of this land unto the land which he sware to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob." Joseph had been an incarnate providence to his brethren. All our Josephs die, and a thousand comforts die with them. Egypt was never the same to Israel after Joseph was dead, nor can the world again be to some of us what it was when our beloved ones were alive. But see how the pain of that sad death was alleviated. They had a promise that the living God would visit them. A visit from Jehovah. What a favor! What a consolation! What a heaven below! O Lord, visit us this day, though indeed we are not worthy that thou shouldst come under our roof. But more was promised. The Lord would bring them out. They would find in Egypt a cold welcome when Joseph was dead. Nay, it would become to them a house of bondage. But it was not to be so forever. They would come out of it by a divine deliverance and march to the land of promise. We shall not weep here forever. We shall be called home to the glory land to join our dear ones. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words.
A great day is coming, heaven's gates will open wide, and all who love the Lord will enter in. To join with their loved ones who in Jesus Christ have died, their eternal life in heaven to begin. And the Lord himself will greet us, oh, what joy will fill that day, and with a smile of the proudest father, he looks at us to say,
you
From time to time, here on Let the Bible Speak, we've called attention to Q&A with Alan Cairns. These are video clips of Dr. Cairns giving biblical answers to a variety of questions. These include such issues as, what is the gospel? Why did Christ have to be virgin-born? How do we know the Bible is the Word of God? What's wrong with same-sex marriage? In all, Dr. Cairns responds to over 50 such concerns. As we've mentioned, all of these video clips have been available on the ltbsradio.com website. Now we're pleased to make available a DVD containing all of these video portions, about 5 hours of guidance from God's Word for problems which face the 21st century Christian. You may have a copy of Q&A with Alan Cairns free of charge simply by requesting it. Just ask for the DVD of Q&A with Alan Cairns. You may email ltbs@freepress.org. That's ltbs@freepress.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Finally, if you wish, you may write, Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Here's an excellent way to provide scriptural answers to family and friends regarding the challenging questions facing believers in this day.
Thank you. judgment according to works is a judgment as to whether we have saving faith or not. And here is an interesting thing in Luke chapter 12, verse 46. You find that the servant who does not do the Lord's will is to be condemned. Why? Because he's an unbeliever. Condemned as an unbeliever. It's not because of the quality or the quantity of his good works. The good works simply show what he is. Or the bad works simply show what he is. And this is why there's such an emphasis here on this connection with judgment and good works in the case of believers. You stop to think of it. The judgment day is not a day for God to discover grounds for accepting us. In fact, the judgment day is not intended for God's sake at all. It's for our sake. And it's to let the world see the rightness of God's dealings with us. I see that day as a day when God is going to point to his people, whom he has justified, and show them off to the entire creation and say, what a wonderful work my grace has done in these people. I've given them a title to glory by the imputed righteousness of Christ. I've also made them meet for glory by the sanctification of the Spirit, as their perseverance in good work amply proves. They were born sinners just like everybody else. But my grace has made the difference. It's not that their works save them. But those works demonstrate that God has saved them solely through the merits of Christ. Romans 2 must be seen in that light. And I think when you look at Romans 2, that's exactly what it's saying. But this is where we run into our difficulty with translation in verse 7. To them who by patient continuance and well-doing seek for glory, honor, and immortality, he gives eternal life. Now, I have to confess to you that that's the most obvious translation of the Greek text. And most people support it. But it labors under one stupendous difficulty. Have a look at it. To them who by, notice the word by, patient endurance, or patient continuance. What does by mean? In English there, it can only mean through or by means of. That's the only possible meaning in this verse. The trouble is that the Greek preposition that it's translating does not carry that meaning. And if Paul had intended to say that, he would have had to have used a totally different word. This word means according to, with reference to, with respect to. I think we may well put it in keeping with, or in conformity with. You know, when you look at that in Romans 2, doesn't that make a whole lot of sense? God will reward us in keeping with our perseverance and well-doing, and in keeping with our pursuit of his glory. That makes a whole lot of sense. After all, isn't that how God deals with us now? We're not justified by what we do now. But tell me, does God bless you more when you pray or when you don't pray? Does God reward you more for faithfulness or unfaithfulness? Here and now, God rewards us in keeping with our works. Yet he saves us totally by grace. We must face that, you know. Let's not make the grace of God a cloak for unrighteousness. Let's not fool ourselves that we believe in sovereign grace, therefore it doesn't matter if we pray. I knew a preacher went to one of our churches. I hope he just got tongue-tied and said the wrong thing. But what he said was, God has His elect. God will bring in His elect. You don't need to pray. And that's the devil's lie. Churches that don't pray will not be blessed with the saving of souls. Churches that do pray will be blessed with the saving of souls. Take it into your own home. Parents who give themselves to God in the full, honest dedication of their hearts in submission to God and His will see the fruit of that even in their homes. But parents who think that they can say, I'm a Christian, and go and live for the world and let the television rear their kids, will see their children reap the awful results. But we're saved by grace. Alone. Through faith alone. But here and now, God rewards us according to, in conformity with, in keeping with how we're living. Paul's saying that's what will happen on that day. The reward will be in keeping with the development of Christian character, as I pointed out last week, the totality of the conduct that grace has wrought within us. Now, all that is very true. The only difficulty is inserting it into verse 7 as it appears in the Authorized Version. Read this. To them who in keeping with patient continuance and well-doing seek for glory and honor and immortality. What on earth could that mean? That would say, you see, that God will reward those who are seeking, and their seeking is in keeping with their good works. That doesn't really make any sense. And any time you run into a translation that doesn't make sense, you know it's not the meaning of the Holy Ghost. What Paul is saying is the very opposite, that God will reward in keeping with their good works those who seek. And so, looking at that, many scholars, I could give you some of the greatest linguists and theologians in history, who have come to this conclusion. Martin Luther was one. R.C.H. Lenskin, great modern, or at least 20th century Lutheran scholar. John A. Bengel, going back a few years before Lenski, obviously, and many others have taken this same view. That verse 7 actually says this: to those who seek eternal life, God will give glory, honor, and incorruptibility in keeping with their perseverance in good work. On the other hand, to those who act out of contention, who on the one hand disobey the truth and on the other hand obey unrighteousness, will be indignation and wrath, tribulation and anguish on every soul of man that doeth evil. Now watch this carefully. To those who are seeking eternal life, God will give, and He gives these three things, and verse 10 actually tells us these are the things He gives: glory and honor and immortality, or glory and honor and peace. To those who are seeking eternal life, God will give glory and honor and immortality in keeping with their persistence in good work. Now, where is the contradiction of justification by faith? It's exactly what I was saying a minute ago about how God deals with us now. There's no idea of human merit, our works deserving anything. When Paul talks about our works deserving anything in this passage, the only thing he mentions is condemnation. This is grace rewarding God's people in keeping with their seeking of eternal life. And that is in perfect accord with Paul's insistence in justification by faith alone. So as we come to the close tonight, what I'm saying is that what saints will receive will accord perfectly with what they have sought. In a nutshell, That's the doctrine. And it's a wonderful doctrine. What we will receive will accord with what we have sought. In fact, I would extend that beyond the saints and say that's true of every one of us. God will give you what you're honestly looking for. And those who are so taken up with sin and the world, so blinded with the glitter of sin in the world, that they really have little interest in God, His Christ, His law, or His gospel. God will give you what you're looking for. May not then be what you want. It's what you'll get. And if you're saved by faith alone in Christ alone, this is a glorious truth. All that God gives you will be in accord with what you've been seeking. What are saints seeking? They're seeking eternal life. Now, seek does not necessarily mean they're seeking for what they don't have or what they have lost. It means they're seeking diligently. They're longing for, as I think of Paul's words in Hebrews 11:14, that they seek a country. They're pilgrims on the way to heaven. The saints' everlasting rest is their passion, even as they pass through the world. That's, I pointed out last week, did I not? This is the great mark of a Christian. It's a passion for eternity. We're in the world, we're not of it. We use the world, we don't abuse the world. We're seeking for that country. That's the mark of a Christian. And we're taught here, we will receive everything we have sought. You're seeking for glory. The glory there has the idea of the full, untrammeled revelation of God in the face of Jesus Christ. The honor is the well done of God. The honor is saying, I care not for riches or gold or reputation or what man may think or say. I am living for the well done of God. That's the honor. The incorruptibility, or as Paul puts it in verse 10, is the peace. The absolute, irreversible enjoyment of all God's provision for all eternity. He says, you're seeking for that. You're living for that. That controls how you think. That controls how you act. That controls what you do, where you go. It controls everything in your life. You are consumed with that. Then that's what you'll get. It's not that you deserve it, but Christ has purchased it for you. He will give it to you. You'll get all you seek. And our outward reward, our reward indeed, eternally, will be suited to our character and service here on earth.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.